Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about influencering, makeuping, skincaring, and anything to do with me and Robert. And I'm James Welsh.
And I'm Robert Welsh. Hi.
Hi. You okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I see a light in the background. I just realized.
Yes, my vintage
the lamp.
Lights.
For those who don't have visual podcasts, which is no one.
Which is no one, because it's not an option for this.
When we filmed our Halloween content back in the beginning of September, when it was really hot still, the people there, one of the guys actually sold old furniture.
He restored these lamps.
He restored it. Yeah. Antiquities.
Antiquities. I got this lamp. I can't remember the designer, but it's like this art deco, but also it looks like a UFO. It's great.
Yeah, it's great. Any haunting since you bought it home?
It's only flown around the room once, and then I heard the voice of an old man screaming, "This isn't your lamp." And then, but then it settled down.
And then nothing's happened since.
Oh, I woke up with a handprint on my face.
Oh, that's good. If you want to know more about hands, listen to our last episode. You can tell I'm an influencer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great times. Listen, how about you? How about your lamps?
Oh, I don't have any at the moment.
Oh, so...
So well, that's an end to this conversation.
Not much to talk about.
No, listen, I've had a horrible crook in like the middle of my back where anytime I move my neck, it feels like it's tugging on it. And I don't know what to do.
That sounds like a trap noise.
Yeah, that's been the majority of this week, to be honest with you, is this lower neck.
Have you tried shifting your shoulders really quickly and then with your head looking the other way really quick?
No, but I have tried riding a car and stopping very suddenly. And nothing's worked.
Yeah, falling off a horse and that didn't work.
Didn't work either.
There's not many options left.
No, I think I'm just going to have to deal with it now. But no, what was that?
That was a dog.
Oh, cool. I love dogs. Listen, have you got anything you've been loving this week?
Sure I do. I always have to start with a backstory because, you know, ages ago, right, Benefit used to make this lip scrub. And I can't, don't worry, it's not Benefit. And I can't remember what it was called.
Is it a lip scrub?
It is a lip scrub, but hear me out, please.
No, I shan't.
Please hear me out. What I liked about this one, and I can't remember what it's called. It was probably like Dr. Love Lips or something like that.
Right.
I don't think it was. But it was like this white, almost like toothpastey texture, but not as claggy. And then it had the tiniest, like polishing beads, I will say they are. And it really used to like... It used to do what it says it did, basically. It really exfoliated your lips gently. It didn't feel harsh, anything like that. And I think we went through this whole trend of these lip scrubs that were like, it's sugar, you can eat it, you can sniff it up your nose and it'll be completely safe. With these chunks of like square, full-on chunks of sugar.
You could feel them cutting you as you use them.
Yeah. Well, Makeup by Mario has come out with the Perfecting Lip Scrub, which I was very kindly sent all his new lip colours. Lipsticks, and it came with a scrub, and it's microfine sugar crystals. And I know we think sugar crystals and it's like, oh no, not sugar, you know, like chunks of sugar. you don't even notice them in there. It's like the smallest amount. It has vitamin E. What else is in there? I'm not very good with ingredients, so when I'm reading things, I don't really see them. But just know, it's really, really good. It very gently like exfoliates your lips. You don't feel like your lips are blowing up or falling off after you finish using it. And the product goes on so smoothly. When was the last time you exfoliated your lips?
I do it like every other day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I've got, I'll talk about it after this, actually. That could be my favourite.
Well, I use this one. I use this one, and I haven't in a while. Oh my God, have you ever seen those TikToks of people cleaning gravestones?
Yes.
It was like, I was doing it, and I was just like, all this shit was like, it was like skin, you know, like dead skin. It was all coming off, yeah. Like, you know, this inner part of your lip. Yeah. And my lips are completely new underneath. I was like, new lip, new me. This is who I am now.
Right, then loads of kids came and did grave rubbings on your lips.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, so many lines. Yeah. No, but it was the perfect, like, under lipstick scrub. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to get another one because I'm so over these chunky lip scrubs that just are, like, gimmicky. They're childish.
Well, that's when you said lip scrub. I was like, no, because that's what I imagine. Mm. But that sounds really nice, like a like microfoliant, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And that's what when like physical scrubs are good. Mm-hmm. They're very good. Mm. Unfortunately, COSRX, one of my favorite brands, bought out a few lip products. One of them being a lip scrub, which is sugary and it's not that great. It's not painful, but it's not that great. But they did launch a chemical exfoliant lip product.
Ooh.
Let me double check these exact exfoliants in it. Hang on.
Let me tell you how I feel about chemical exfoliants, right? Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people where I physically have to feel something. Otherwise, I'm like, nothing happened. Like, you don't feel the sun until you're burnt, you know?
Right, and that's what's very, very wrong about people like you. So, because the reason you're feeling that from, like, scrubs is because you have scrubbed at your skin and you've almost, not injured your skin, but you disturbed your skin. Whereas with chemical exfoliants, whilst if you use a higher percentage, you might get, like, tingling, what you're doing is removing what's already dead kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So their lip plumper is actually an HA BHA vitamin C lip plumper. And it's not like a fizzy, hot kind of like lip plumper.
Peppery. You know,
peppery.
Yeah.
It's just nice and kind of volumizing enough, but it's the smoothness and the lack of dead skin that I get now on my lips. Like, I'm never biting them anymore. What I would say is to exfoliate your lips like you're doing and then try, like, one of these chemical exfoliant lip products. Don't go putting chemical exfoliants in your lips without it being formulated in a lip product, though, you know?
Yeah, right.
But the COSRX one, the lip plump, is actually really, really good. I've really been enjoying it, especially through the winter months, the colder months, sorry, when my lips tend to get very, very dry and even painful in the corners. It's been so far not that at all. I've been really, really enjoying it.
I wonder why they call it a lip plumper as opposed to an exfoliator.
Because I think it's a lip plumper with exfoliating properties mainly.
Right. Nice. Well, it's all about lips this week. No, it's not.
Listen, you know I love looking at statistics. We'll
take a break.
Oh.
And that still is going to break.
Okay.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Right, we're back after being told off from Robert about not pausing for a break. Listen, I forgot. Right, you know I like looking at... when it comes to cosmetics, I like looking at what's trending, what's not. Mainly just to get angry about it because it doesn't align with my personal beliefs.
And that's the only way to live a life.
It's the only way anyone should live their life and pick their products. So what we have done today is we're going to look at the most Googled skincare and makeup of the year so far and just kind of bitch about them and say whether we like them or not. Yeah. What our personal opinions are, whether we think they're worth the purchase. What I think is interesting about the makeup, first of all, which we'll go through, is that within each category of makeup, they put the most popular brand for that makeup. So it'll be interesting to see if you think there are better alternatives out there, like another brand do it. You've got the links, haven't you, as well?
I do.
Do you want to look at the makeup one and just let us know?
No.
No, okay, I've got things to do.
So let's start with, like, right from the base, and let's start with primers. So the most searched for primers in March of this year... Excuse me, I had to swallow.
Sure.
Okay. The Ordinary primer is number two.
Oh, yeah.
Elf primer is number three. Benefit primer is number four, and YSL primer is number five. Number one is the Smashbox primer, and I think I know which one they mean, and I fucking hate that primer.
The photo finish primer.
I hate it.
Why?
I do not like those slippy, silicone-y, nasty, slippery primers. You know why? I feel like they're really aimed at people with oily skin.
You're pointing at me. You're pointing aggressively.
I'm pointing and I'm shouting and I'm running to your house. Because when they go on the skin, right, they give off this like instant mattifying effect, but they have a slippery kind of feel. Those primers don't help oil in any way or your makeup in any way. It has like this, it creates like this layer almost on your face. And your oil is evenly distributed on that layer rather than letting it gather in one place. So it's not like it's like stopping oil. Not that anything can truly stop oil, but for people to say like, yeah, it's great for oily skin or it does this for oily skin. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Same with the Benefit primer, which I think would be professional.
I don't know. It doesn't say that one because it's so low down on the search list.
I mean, no, it doesn't. It's not. If that's a very popular primer. The Elf primer, Putty primer is really, really nice. And I actually, when it comes to oilier skins, I've been preferring the more sticky primers. So Elf had that mint primer, which was a really, really good sticky primer. It almost mimicked Hydro Grip primer. Hydro Grip. And then for the drier ones, I actually like the Porefessional for drier skin. Because I had, not Porefessional, sorry, Putty primer. There's so many primers, I just can't. because it has this layer on it, but it's like a silky but not slippy. It's more hydrated. It's like the silky hydration. You know what I mean? And it tends to like smooth out those areas of skin that can be quite dehydrated, or the drier areas that kind of like really fuck up your foundation when you're putting it on. You know, when you're putting on foundation and then just suddenly you're like, why is it gripping to this part?
Why is it peeling off here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice for those kind of skins. So my number one out of this list, my number one primer for oily skins would be any of the Elf, the mint primer, the one that's like Hydro Grip. And then for a drier skin, the Putty primer and a combination, the Elf Putty primer would be a good one. Porefessional, I think, and the Smashbox one, if I'm going to give them benefit of a doubt, if you're not a foundation wearer, but you want your skin to look smooth, and have like the effect of like Becca's like clear foundation, that's the kind of thing you want to go for. It's an instant effect, but I don't think they're that helpful in the long run, in my opinion. And you know, in using these kind of primers on a lot of people, some people love them. Let's just say that right up now. We know some people love them. We might not say that though, but okay. It's okay if you love them.
No, I don't.
No, this... I don't even like, I don't like this, things.
This, I didn't do this list. Right, listen, I'm going to look at a skincare one.
Mm.
And you start from the base, so I'm going to start with the base. And we're going to look at the most searched cleansers.
This is now, interesting, because I feel like a lot of people don't have much opinions on cleansers, because it's such a quick thing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Before
Can
we
I
get
guess
to
one?
The,
I think yeah. Kylie's skin's going to be in it somewhere.
No. Why on earth?
Because I feel like people like loved Kylie for everything. And like, oh my god, Kylie's skin. No, is it not on there?
No.
Does she make a
So,
cleanser?
First of all, the term, most searched for term, changed from face wash to cleanser. So people had obviously been consuming a lot more skincare content. Mm. Brands have been rebranding as cleansers rather than face washes. There's something harsh about the word face wash, right?
Face wash sounds like you're a teenager.
Yeah, it does. It does. So number two is the Cetaphil cleanser. Number three would be the La Roche-Posay cleanser. Number four would be the Ordinary cleanser, which I'm guessing is their Squalane cleanser.
Mm-hmm, that's a good
and
cleanser.
Then, yeah, then five is Evelom. I've never
Who
heard
the
of
hell?
That
hell?
Not clue. The Cetaphil cleanser, there's really only one. La Roche-Posay as well, there's like one. Two, but one, I think, I don't even know the name of it because I'm so not into any of these. And number right. one is the CeraVe cleanser. And that could be, I don't know, any of them.
Yeah.
The thing is,
go on,
I don't
talk
like
about
any
Cetaphil.
Of these. So Cetaphil is, I find it very
Wait,
dry.
Is CeraVe not on that list?
CeraVe's number one. CeraVe
oh, sorry.
Cleanser's number one. Yeah.
Sorry, I get
so, well, CeraVe and Cetaphil kind of remind me of the same thing. CeraVe right. is more about the ceramides, so hence the mm-hmm, name. So mm-hmm. being gentler on the skin, keeping your skin barrier intact. Whereas Cetaphil feels like it's just cleansing every kind of little piece of shit you have off your skin. It just feels like, you know, like it feels like washing up liquid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What I think the trend here was dermatologists being online.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, and recommending things. Yeah. And dermatologists always see the most kind of difficult of skin types, most easily irritated, the yeah. most finicky skin types.
Because
so
when you go
recommend...
to a dermatologist, you go to a dermatologist mm. with an issue or something that you want corrected. Whereas if you just have normal skin, if you don't have what you consider like extreme issues of your skin, you're not going to pay money to see a dermatologist.
Exactly right. So it makes sense for them to recommend things like CeraVe and Cetaphil. And even the La Roche-Posay kind of follows, any French pharmacy kind of really follows in that footsteps of the most simpler, the better. But also, they're really affordable. It makes mm-hmm. sense. As much as I do not like CeraVe, I find it boring. They're yeah. really, really simple and affordable, and most people can buy them from any shop down the road, right?
Yeah.
What I would say is that there are more exciting cleansers, and if mm-hmm. you do have like for absolutely fine skin, you'll be absolutely fine. Looking at these brands, there's probably not a first cleanse on there either, which I thought with the right. double cleanse mm. being like a huge thing.
Not our podcast, the actual double cleansing
the,
method.
The actual double cleansing method. I mean, I guess it kind of died down after the American Korean skincare routine marketing.
Right.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought there'd be at least like a brand on there like honey, Banila Co. or pharmacy or something like that. But I'm not surprised to see these affordable, easy attainable brands. Yeah. What's the word? Like, is that the word where you could pop down the shop and buy them?
Yeah.
They're always
yeah.
going to be there.
Yeah.
yeah. Doesn't surprise me. I personally don't like them, but I would recommend CeraVe to anyone who just wants a good cleanser.
As somebody who doesn't know skincare things, as I say all the time, when I see something like CeraVe or Cetaphil or E45, I group them together. It reminds yeah. me of like plain yogurt. And then all the other brands are like, oh, a bit of honey, you know?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I only used to eat extremely sour yogurt.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, now I know. What was that? Now
I remember. Is that thick yogurt that hurt yeah. to swallow?
Oh, it's horrible. Mm. What was that yogurt? Well,
Oikot. Was it Oikot?
Oikot. Oikos.
Or something like that.
Oh my god,
something
the like thickest that. Yogurt I've ever had in my life.
It felt
to
like
a point,
you had indigestion.
It was mashed potato texture. Wasn't it? It was thick, like you wouldn't just, you wouldn't down a tub of mash, whereas with a no. yogurt you can like quickly eat one.
Oh,
let me just
tub
tell
of mash
you really
right
quickly.
Now.
When we went up to London the other week, we were sitting on the train. Listen, I just feel like if you're gonna eat in public, don't do it in an area that's a little bit quiet and people can hear. This guy was eating this
no.
yogurt, right? And he was eating it, but as the spoon went to his mouth, every time he did this through his nose.
No.
And it was like that every single time. And then he, you know when mums like dig out your yogurt to get more yogurt out when you're a kid?
Yeah.
And they get everything out. But his elbow was like parallel to the ceiling. And he was doing it. And then he ate it and went. It was the most irritating thing. And he was eating this yogurt for about 20 minutes. It was one of those mashed potato yogurts.
Yeah. Thick mashed potato yogurts. Listen, you know you mentioned that face wash sounds like a teenage term.
Yeah.
Well, the top search results under face wash instead of cleanser were simple Neutrogena tea tree face wash. Mm-hmm. So they all are things that are targeted towards teens and like spot prone, breakout prone, acne prone skin. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, foundations, right? I'm not surprised about this at all. Number two was Charlotte Tilbury Foundation. Number three, MAC Foundation. Number four, The Ordinary Foundation. Number five, Estee Lauder Foundation. Number one was NARS Foundation. NARS have this iconic foundation, which I think is going to be probably the most loved foundation forever. And that's the Sheer Glow Foundation and Natural Radiant Foundation as well. They're two really, whenever like people, I would ask people what foundation they'd be like, oh, NARS Sheer Glow or NARS Natural Radiance. And they are really, really good foundations. And I would actually say on the list, they're the best ones out of all of them. Charlotte Tilbury isn't a brand I've been extremely impressed by.
No.
And I feel like I love the packaging. I think the packaging is very well done. But
listen, I think they have a demographic, a very particular demographic, which is great. They're catering for them. They're doing well because their demographic absolutely loves them.
Yeah.
And they are, from a branding point of view, I enjoy Charlotte Tilbury because they got all their branding spot on.
Yeah.
I find the products aren't for me.
Except for Christmas.
But offers. I think... I never want to see another Charlotte Tilbury ever again. I can't do it.
It's what it is, right? If it didn't come along with this huge name in the industry already and this huge show off, like, it's Charlotte Tilbury, you know, I would be like, okay, this is an okay brand. It's a decent brand if they were like an independent brand and had a lower price point.
Yeah.
The price point they're at for what they have is not that great. At all. And I think it's one of those brands where you have to get it right, your foundation shade right, because it's a lot of money. I don't know what their returns policy is. And then there's other products like their eyeshadows and things like that, which I'm just not impressed by at all.
No. And that's what I mean. But I think they know... what's the word? I think they know... They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything wrong. They're just very... Everything they've done is very clever.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course you have MAC and Estee Lauder, which are all Estee Lauder companies. They're known for having quite a big range of shades, which I think is admirable. But NARS definitely have some of the best foundations and concealers. Used by professionals everywhere, used by, you know, your average consumer. I think when it crosses that level where people in the industry trust it enough to have it on their work and then people trust it in their everyday lives to last them through their day at work is a great foundation. I have no qualms with that one. I personally... Oh, let me tell you. Let me fucking tell you. I recently... The Pat McGrath Foundation, which I went to... I've never got my shade right in that one. Went to the Oxford Street Selfridges counter. And they matched me like this.
Oh, really?
It's a really terrible click. There you go. Like, she looked at my face, grabbed one. Like, a lot of people do in things, but it was just so nice to have somebody like, yeah, you're this colour, done, you know? That was great. Listen, I tried for... Lisa Eldridge on her website at the moment is releasing a foundation soon, but she has these sample packs, so you can sample the shade before you buy the foundation.
That's a good idea.
It is such a nice foundation. I can't wait to actually get the full one, but I used it for, like, a video. I was like, oh my God, I was scooping it out. Like a yogurt pot.
Like a yogurt pot.
But no, I can't wait for that to come out so I can get the full thing. But really beautiful. I think NARS is a great one, but there are some things there that challenge that foundation.
That's interesting. this is kind of on the same level, actually, because this is the most searched for serums. I've skipped past toners because the West doesn't really get toners. So the second most popular searched for serum was the Estee Lauder serum. I'm guessing that's the, like, Midnight Recovery. Hang on, what's it called? Hang on.
Yeah, Midnight Recovery or Midnight something.
Is that
something.
It? Yeah. Advanced Night Repair,
that's
sorry.
The one.
Right. The number seven, Clarins and Charlotte Tilbury. I'm guessing the Charlotte Tilbury is the magic crystal elixir darling. But the number one is The Ordinary. And I'm saying this is very, very similar to The Ordinary. Yeah. Which makes sense because The Ordinary kind of put serums on the map and ingredients and actives on the map. They kind of changed the whole skincare game. And of course, they're still going to be popular in 2021. But this is basically very affordable brand up against loads of more designer brands and higher end brands.
Yeah.
Because they're simple, they do what they need to do. And they just gain popularity because of that. Obviously, I have something against The Ordinary because I would still use them, but I find them, they are secretly very complicated, I feel. But yeah, that makes perfect sense. No surprise that The Ordinary is still one of the most popular brands out there when it comes to serums.
And I think The Ordinary and what's the other one that you hate? What's the one that you hate? Sorry?
CeraVe.
CeraVe. They're very much recommended by people who think they're an expert.
Them.
No, yeah. But you know when, like, you know, someone's maybe watched like a few YouTube videos and their friend is like, oh, I'm getting this. You should use The Ordinary. I love this serum. You know?
Listen here. This is where part of my hatred comes from CeraVe, is because people are like, oh, you should just use CeraVe. You should just use CeraVe. It's not for everyone's skin. It's simple. It's very simple. If you have troubled skin, yes, please use CeraVe. But it just sucks the fun out of skincare for me. It sucks there's great science within CeraVe, but there's other ingredients that do amazing things that kind of discredits all the research and all the work that have gone into, you know, more exciting, in my opinion, more exciting
and
ingredients.
Can you imagine how boring everything would be if you're like, yeah, only use this one brand?
Yeah, it's just CeraVe. And also, it's not my job to use one brand the whole time, right? But also, going back to serums, I feel like this is kind of boring for me. I don't know what the Clarins serum is. I don't know what the number seven is. Is number seven a Boots brand?
Yeah, legendary, iconic number seven.
Everyone keeps saying me to try it. I'm like, no, that's Boots. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a bit like...
How can I hold you on ye horses for 1 second there? Yeah, number seven has been around for millenniums, for years and years and years and years at Boots, but they sell it in New York. When we went to New York, they were in Walgreens. Do you remember in Times Square? It's a very it's a very sought after brand worldwide.
God, not in New York.
I was just saying.
I better buy
it. Do
you not
remember
we sell it in another country?
No, because it's very like Boots is the UK, right?
Yeah,
you don't get Boots.
Right.
Do you get Boots anywhere else?
No, you get it in Korea.
Do you really? No. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go then. They know exactly what they're doing with their makeup and skincare.
Yeah, career. No, because, number seven.
Don't ever.
Listen, what's that brand called that people always ask us to review, but we always buy our mum it for Christmas?
Soap and Glory.
Soap and Glory. People are like, can you review Soap and Glory? I'm like, no, it's a Christmas brand.
It's
that kind of thing that I'm like, you know, I have no reason. I feel like it's for a certain particular thing. But what doesn't surprise me is the lack of serums I recognize on this, because I feel like K-Beauty does serums better than anyone else in the whole world.
Yeah, no
doubt. They just have more innovation and it's more interesting to me. Whereas when, you know, hyaluronic acid serums were a big thing in Korea, it was only last year that we've seen all these brands being like nano size hyaluronic acid. It's like, but we've done that. Korea already did that. Mm-hmm. So that's boring for me.
Yeah. James, I can see
But, you know, maybe if they sold it in New York, I'd be really interested.
I was trying to say to you how shocked we were when we saw it there. We're like, why the hell is number seven in
Yeah, because
America?
It's Boots brand. Right.
But
it's
Boots
like
isn't in the
Botanics.
US.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, I wonder what they did well, then there's something dodgy
going
on.
Because it's very sought after. It's not dodgy.
Yeah, by English people in New York.
No.
I don't like it. You're just as bad as these CeraVe people.
As an English person, if I was to go to America, I would not want for anything knowing that Bath and Body Works was just around the corner. Not even food.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with you? Sniff some candles that smelt like food, and I'd be like, I'm full.
Yeah, then go... Go to the sweet section in Walgreens and you'll be fine.
Did you hear Sephora might be coming to the UK?
It's about time. They had one. I swear they had one and it just didn't work. Because now Boots are trying
years
to make
ago,
their...
Years yeah. ago. Yeah, Boots are trying it's to good. Sephora for Sephora for Sephora.
Have you seen what they've done? They've rearranged like their...
Yeah.
Sephora's.
But we need something like that. It's time. Actually, no, it's 2 years ago was time, actually.
Yeah.
2 years ago would have been great, actually. Thank you, actually. Yeah, let's talk about eyeshadow palettes. Okay, so number two. Oh, sorry. Every brand comes out with eyeshadow palettes all the time, which I don't care about because I love buying eyeshadow palettes. They're the most exciting thing to buy. Number two, where's it gone? Huda Beauty eyeshadow palette. Number three, Revolution eyeshadow palette. Number four, MAC eyeshadow palette. Number five, Urban Decay eyeshadow palette. Number one is Morphe.
Doesn't surprise me.
Let me tell you a few things about Morphe, MAC, and Urban Decay. Let me tell you something about those, Jess.
In your opinion, allegedly.
In my opinion, allegedly. Their quality has gone downhill like no other.
Because they keep selling shit all the time.
Stop selling shit. Urban Decay used to be great. I still have my Naked 2 palette. Iconic palette in the makeup industry. Best selling, fastest selling. Jaclyn Hill claims it was her one, but it isn't. It's Urban Decay's Naked 2. Every bridal makeup artist ran out, bought that. MAC, their quality has gone, in terms of eyeshadow, to me, isn't what it used to be. There's something
just can't
about
afford to
them
make
now.
It anymore.
Yeah, I think it's going downhill. I think they
haven't got the money.
Step up their game. They're behind. They are very far behind. I was listening
to. Do you know what? I'm so sorry to interrupt, but what they can learn from annoying Morphe is how to do a brand collaboration or right. how to take something they're collaborating with, whether that's a game, a person, an art movement, whatever, and how to actually make a good collaboration and a new product,
yes.
Not just relabel a red lipstick they've had.
Exactly.
Lying
the amount of times they relabel Ruby Woo and put in a collection.
Oh,
but
I know.
The thing is with MAC and Urban Decay, they're very much stuck in their ways. In terms of what they're doing, Revolution releasing something every week. Them in Colourpop, it's like, who's going to release the most shit this week, you know? Not shit as in it's terrible, but shit as in stuff. Or sometimes it is terrible from Revolution, sometimes it's not. Sometimes I do see Revolution, I think that's private label.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I got the thing. What, you know, I was listening to Full Coverage, which is Manny MUA and Laura Lee's podcast.
Oh, I haven't listened
to
that
yet. And they were talking
about,
being brand owners. And they said something really interesting. And I probably got this completely fucking wrong. But they were talking about being more of an independent brand and the turnover for their makeup and how much quicker they can make it happen.
Right.
And then saying that, like, bigger brands like Estee Lauder companies that MAC are part of, they're, like, 3 years ahead or, you know, like, they're...
Oh, really?
So to me, it's a little bit like, so you're planning 3 years in advance. Are you not far behind? I think that's what they said, something like that. And even if that isn't right, that's exactly how it feels. MAC, Urban Decay, Estee Lauder, Clinique, other ones, someone else, always feel years behind. And it's like, come on, let's... Like this. I've clicked so many times. Let's like speed it up a little bit. Morphe eyeshadow, I think the quality, it being number one, I can see because it's affordable. But the quality of them, what happened? The last good one they released, in terms of quality, was the Jaclyn Hill newest one, the new one she did. After that, everything went dry. The one I did with Pony, I was so disappointed because I love her so much.
Oh no, and I love Pony.
I know. And it was pastel, which are hard to make anyway. But there was that formula change. I don't know where that happened, but it just made everything dry and horrible. And then they did this big palette with loads of influencers over Christmas, and I just couldn't get into it. The texture was disgusting. Then they did that palette with Jeffree Star years ago, which was the most disgusting palette I think ever. Fact.
But do you think, though, the reason Colourpop and Revolution can come out with so many products is because they recycle the same shit over and over, and they've cracked down their formula, right, so they can just kind of, like, work on these formulas and change, like, make these little changes, right? Does that not reflect in the quality? Whereas, say, for example, MAC or another brand are working hard to make these products, like Clarins, for example, takes them 3 years to make a highlighter, I don't know.
Right.
Like, would you think, like, well, that's important because they've obviously cracked this formulation. It's going to be better.
I
than
do think that's important.
Colourpop.
But at the same time, brands like MAC will make a choice and change their eyeshadow formula. and make it terrible. You know what I mean? It's like, but why have you done that? Like, they change, like, brands change formulas a lot. It's like, why the fuck have you, why have you just ruined that for everyone? Revolution, when they, when they're doing a collaboration with someone, so her collaboration, the eyeshadow textures are amazing. Really, really amazing. But then you go to something like their Matrix collection or their Bratz collection, and it's like, what the fuck is this? Because they've bought the licensing for it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as long as the packaging is approved and design's approved by the license, they don't, they're not going to test the quality and be like, oh, make it a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I bought the Bratz lip products.
Why?
Just because I wanted something. Just because I wanted something. I don't know. Right. Listen, let's finish on one more skincare product. Probably the most important is the sunscreen. And sunscreen has become really popular, but the popular brands depend on the search term. So we have SPF and we have sunscreens. So what I'm going to do is kind of say the bottom three, then I'll tell you the top two because they're the same either way. So the bottom three are Bybee sunscreen, Neutrogena sunscreen, The Ordinary sunscreen, The Body Shop, and Glossier. So they're all the bottom ones. The top two, the top one for both sunscreen and SPF is La Roche-Posay, and the second one, yeah,
I don't know, people knew that existed. CeraVe,
they do very good sunscreen. But you know how Japanese sunscreens tend to be that more watery kind of texture?
Sorry, bear
that's
with.
Like a little bit mattifying.
Yeah,
and then Korean sunscreens tend to be more hydrating or moisturizing. Kind of merge those two together, then you have La Roche-Posay. They also do a lot of tinted sunscreens.
Oh wait, La Roche-Posay isn't what I thought it was. Sorry.
Well, no, that's embarrassing.
No, I was thinking of something else.
The CeraVe sunscreen, shit, in my opinion. I've used it. It's not very good.
Actually, yeah, La Roche-Posay, I have one here, and it's got the orange square.
That's the one.
Really nice. Really nice.
Apparently, Neutrogena, their sunscreen is the exact same thing.
Let me tell you, I bought Neutrogena sunscreen in Walmart when I was in America, and I used it because it was really thin. It was really nice. SPF 50, really good. It was just in some bin in Walmart.
Oh.
Yeah. Not in a bin, but like a sunscreen bin. Yeah, it was really good.
But obviously, I would go ahead and say that Korean brands are more are better. Mm. I feel like Korea, Japan have nailed sunscreen.
Yes, they have.
But La Roche-Posay, amazing sunscreen, affordable. Yeah,
I feel like Japan and Korea have nailed it in terms of using it alongside other products, especially when it comes to using it with makeup. You know what, though? I used the Fenty sunscreen under makeup the other day, and my makeup went on smoothly.
Good.
What the hell?
It's
like,
people
really shy away from sunscreen when they're doing their makeup.
Yeah.
Were you trying to show me it? And it's not actually behind you.
It's all the way over there.
But it sat so well. And I was watching someone's video recently, and they were saying, like, their...
Was it mine?
No. Oh, Han, no. Of course not. But they were saying, like, they haven't used a primer because they find their sunscreen makes a really good primer. I was like, okay, incredible. Like, if one thing you're going to miss out of your skin thing, don't let it be sunscreen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad in general that that's kind of been a bigger search term. And again, and it's because La Roche-Posay sunscreen is recommended by experts, dermatologists, and again, just super, super affordable.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So there we go. Those are some of the most Googled skincare products and their brands. Any surprises?
No.
Me neither, to be honest with you. That's pretty much the current climate.
Yeah, I feel like there are some, there's some, like, amazing, amazing brands that it kind of shows you, no matter how much, like, indie brands come out or these other brands come out, the most popular influencers can bring out, like, new brands, people still stick to what they know and what, and you know, it's almost like they're like, oh, I should really use this one. It's like, no, branch out a little bit. Like, there are some great products within other brands.
I think that's the thing, is they're all kind of like base level brands, right? They're all brands that you're going to pick up down your local Boyts. Right. Like, you're going to use them, but because they're affordable in most cases. But then hopefully that leads people into more like a bigger discovery of what's out there.
But then, you know what? That's such a fucking... Some people might just want to spend money on one thing and be like, I just want to get it right and make sure it's good quality.
Yeah, true. Anyway, let us know if you like number seven. And you can follow me, James_S_Welsh, for skincare content over on Instagram and James Welsh on YouTube. And you could also follow our joint channel, The Welsh Twins, mm-hmm. and The Double Cleanse on Instagram.
Yes, number seven is a national treasure. And you can follow me on YouTube, Robert Welsh, or Instagram at Robert WLSH for makeup content just like these.
Number seven betrayed England by flying off to New York, which Robert was very impressed by.
So impressed.
Right, listen, let's leave it at that. I don't want to fight anymore.
I don't want to fight.
I'm tired. For Nanny Ma. For Nanny Ma.
To be over.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week because we're weekly now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.